position like this, is we could have gotten your perspective into that story. We want to be fair and get that. Like, so what do you mean by they're stuck in some? It's just so I understand it better.
Well, so because of the pandemic, you didn't want for like misdemeanors and even some categories of felony offenses, you didn't want to be bringing them into the jail because, you know, our public health approach to it was to allow people to go single cell. You wanted to keep the jail single cell because otherwise, you know, you'd be spreading COVID before you had the vaccine. So you'd have to work on creating enough space in the jail. And one of the ways you could do that was by, instead of bringing people downtown and booking them, they were being booked right at the local city. It could be a suburban agency, it could be at the district station. They were getting booked, they were being given ordering dates.
And then
they were being issued as summons. So summons is just a different approach to, I mean, it's in the statute. It's something that we generally don't like to do, issue a lot of cases on summons, because you normally didn't have to.
Most people won't come back sometimes.
The way it's always worked in the past is everybody was brought downtown immediately. You know, nobody stays at a local, you know, you don't stay at Glendale's holding station for very long. You don't stay in West Dallas. You don't stay at the, you know, district number 3 for long. You get booked there quickly, then you get brought down to jail.
Okay.
So what they did in to reduce the potential for spread is they would book them, and then they'd release them, and then we'd issue it as a summons. And so we're still working through that backlog.
Okay.
That was, I mean, there were thousands and thousands of those cases that are still up.
How does that tie into the non-prosecution rate?
Well, because if you were to talk to a cop and say, well, you know, my case didn't get issued. Well, how do they know it didn't get issued? It's because they're going to CCAT and they're saying, well, I booked the case in a long time ago and it never got issued. And so, but yeah, it got issued. It's just sitting
in. It's not in CCAT.
It's not in CCAT yet.
Because there's not a chart? They're booked, but there's not a chart.
Okay. There actually is a charge, but it actually doesn't get entered into CCAT.
That's kind of interesting.
And processed until that whole period.
That would be nice to know. All these coppers, walking coppers, are sitting here like our cases aren't an issue.
Yeah, they think that.
And some of them are not. I mean, you know, that's the fact. And again, I don't attribute that to bad police work. It's just that, you know, the facts are the facts. If you don't have, if you're this far behind the gun on homicide, non-criminal shootings, et cetera, et cetera, your clearance rates are going to go down, your ability to spend time on specific cases goes down, and therefore the quality of the case you have to bring to us is going down right along with it.
So on the no prosecution thing, we just use the data from your dashboard, but is that not reflective of the
sentence? No. That was even pre-pandemic, right? I mean, so...
Some of it was
pre-pandemic. But, but again, you have to factor in that some of those are not actually... They're counted as no process, but they're generally also, it's related to increases in diversions, DPAs, and things like that as well. And those are almost always for the nonviolent offenses.
Okay.
It's almost always the misdemeanors.
The last question, so I know you probably have to